The Average Network now brings you part two of the Average Christmas Special. In part one, the ghost of David Brinkley attempted to interest Count Cheney and Rumsfeld into changing their evil ways, but had to settle for the president. Now George and the late DeRoy Streamline Jones are attempting to figure out where in time they are. Let us join them.
How's you supposed to teach me nothing if we don't know where we's at?
You know, I bet teaching you nothing's about as good as it gets.
Hey, I'm the president. I ain't dumb. I'm intellectually lazy.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Now shut up while I figure out this schedule.
Well, this here's Washington. There's a Capitol and a Supreme Court building.
Yeah. Okay. This is right. We cool.
Were you gonna tell me or I gotta guess?
Yeah, that's gonna do you a lot of good. Okay, I'm the ghost of Christmas past. We in D.C. on a hill. When you think this is, Cracker?
It's now. It's gotta be now. It's always now.
Man, you like a dog. Everything now. It's Christmas 2000. Where you think we at?
Whoa. Well, I don't understand none of this.
You will. Watch.
Wait, it's your Joe Lieberman's office. Who them two guys?
Who them two guys, man? You take the cake. What you think, Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor? It's Joe Lieberman and Al Gore, fool. Now shut up and listen.
Well, Al, it was a terrific fight while it lasted.
I just do not know what we did wrong, Joe. How could people vote for George? He is a dim-witted human potato.
Well, I guess he was just more interesting, I'm afraid.
But were we not more substantive? Did we not give people real answers to tough questions?
Not really. I'm afraid we were pretty dull. You don't even use contractions.
I never learned the use of them.
Hi, Al. Hi, Joe. Boy, did you fellows ever blow it.
I do not wish to commiserate with you, Mr. President.
Oh, get over it, Al. Just on account I said you's dull as dirt. You ain't much better, Joe. Weren't me told Nader to run, man. This is your own dying fault.
Oh, what a terrible Christmas this has become. I had best to grow a beard.
Grow a beard?
Oh, yeah, that'll help a lot. Then you'll just be dull with a beard. Hi, anybody know who them fuzzy guys over in the corner are?
Whoa, we've been spotted.
Dang, it's cold out here.
You don't know cold, fool. Not unless you played football in Green Bay in December, you don't. Size, we safe out here.
What's the point? I don't care what them three thought about nothing.
Look how miserable you made them poor honkies feel.
So what? They ran, I won. Tough luck for them.
Man, you cold. That's why we're working on you. You ain't got no real feelings. You just a idiot. You and that Ashcroft dude, man.
You know, you better watch your mouth. I am the president.
Uh-huh. Wake up, George. I'm dead. There ain't nothing you can do to me.
Oh, yeah. Man, sure is cold. Hey, where we at now?
Rehnquist Chambers in the Supreme Court building. This here Christmas I ought won.
Hey, it's Dick and Rumsfeld and Rehnquist and Scalia. Where's Thomas? I thought him and Scalia's attached.
Bathroom, shut up and listen.
Ah, Mr. Chief Justice, you've made us all very proud. Here, have a bag of money, Mr. Chief Justice. I cannot explain how much the President appreciates your brilliant and timely work.
Count Cheney, I don't think he appreciates us enough. I see some $1 bills in this bag.
Yeah, what do you take us for, a bunch of mugs? You promised us millions to put your boy over the top.
Well, this is only the first payment, Your Honors.
Subverting the Constitution costs, Count Cheney. We don't do it lightly.
That's right, and we expect the payoffs on time. This should have reached us 6 months ago. Yeah, we got expenses.
And don't look that way, Richard. You have no more power than I. Merely remember that buying a presidency for your little friend is an expensive proposition in more ways than one.
Yeah. That was fun, Streamline. It had money in it.
You dumb honky, they bought the presidency for you. That ain't in no constitution.
Well, Dick says ain't nothing in that constipation thing says you can't buy it.
Man, I'm glad I'm about done with your sorry butt. You see that guy coming across the street?
Sure. He a ghost too?
Ghost of Christmas present.
He ain't carrying no presents.
Man, if I weren't a ghost, I'd pop you upside the head about now. Hey, Ben, how you hanging?
213 years, no gout. How are you, Streamline?
Frustrated. Now that you're here, he's all yours, Ben.
Not a good subject?
Hey, Streamline, you leaving me with this here old hippie?
Good luck to you, Dr. Franklin. And George, he ain't no hippie. Well, maybe a little.
Who the heck are you?
Franklin. Benjamin Franklin.
Hey, we had a president sort of name like that.
I was never president.
Oh, I know that. The other guy was Benjamin Franklin Benjamin or something like that.
George, I'm Dr. Benjamin Franklin, printer, poet, patriot, inventor, philosopher. My picture is on the $100 bill.
Huh. Well, I thought the $100 bill had my mom on it.
No, that's the $1 bill, and it's supposed to be Washington.
Washington's where I live, when I ain't in crayfish.
Crawford.
Whatever.
George Washington, first president, friend of Alex Hamilton, led the Revolutionary Army. Father of the country, though that might be a bit of an overstatement, really. You must have heard of George. He commissioned so many portraits of himself. He'd be very disappointed if you hadn't. He's in all the history books. We all are.
Well, I weren't that good to history.
I'm sure history will be much better to you. Come along, George. We're going visiting. Fortunately, we shall be invisible, or your pajamas would be a problem.
They little presidential seals.
Yes. We should have gone with the turkey.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing of any import. Come along, Mr. President.
What will happen to George next? Will he meet more dead celebrities? Will he become a dead celebrity? Do celebrities have to be dead a long time before they can appear in programs such as this? These questions and more will be answered, or not, in the exciting white-knuckle conclusion of the Average Christmas Special, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All featured celebrities were impersonated to increase their productivity. This is Pablo T. Flies saying, stay tuned, very much as usual.